After months of informal briefings and straw polls since April, the wait is finally over. I'm standing outside the Security Council where the permanent representative of the Russian Federation to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, has just announced that Antonio Guterres is the Council's pick for the top UN job. The former Prime Minister of Portugal, and up until last year the head of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, was a top contender and clear favorite for the post. Ambassador Churkin said he will bring many qualities to the job.
First of all, he has great United Nations credentials, having been High Commissioner for Refugees for 10 years, I think. And being a High Commissioner for Refugees means traveling the world and seeing some of the most gruesome conflicts we have to deal with. And then, of course, he is a high-level politician. He has been the Prime Minister of his country, and he is a person who talks to everybody, listens to everybody, speaks his mind. Very outgoing, I think, open person. So I think it was a great choice, and I'm glad that we rallied around Mr. Guterres.
The current UN chief, Ban Ki-moon, called Mr. Guterres a superb choice. Meanwhile, Ambassador Matthew Rycroft of the United Kingdom echoed that view.
Antonio Guterres has shown, including through the General Assembly hearings, that he is the strongest candidate. He has a vision and a moral authority and integrity that have put him at the top of this league table throughout all six of the straw polls, and I'm delighted that we have unified around him as the strongest candidate.
There was a widely held feeling in the international community that it was time for a woman to become the next Secretary General. Seven of the candidates were female. Ambassador Churkin had this to say.
I would say that we have had a very fair process. We encouraged the presentation of women as candidates. We had 50% of the candidates were women from the outset to the last straw poll. But ultimately, I think there was a general agreement among members of the Security Council and beyond that the most important thing is to have the best candidate available. And it so happened that the best candidate available turned out to be Mr. Antonio Guterres.
Now it's up to the 193 member states that make up the UN General Assembly to formally endorse the candidate. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.